Whilst all this was happening outside, the high priest Annas was questioning Jesus inside. Jesus responded, saying that all he had said had been in public, in the synagogue or in the temple. Other than that, he didn't answer questions. So Annas sent him to Caiaphas, who was another high priest. And all that happened in the night. Early in the morning, Jesus was taken from the house of Caiaphas to the Praetorium. That's the name of the residence of the Roman governor. From what I've heard, the Roman governor, a man called Pontius Pilate, he didn't want anything to do with Jesus. He even told Jesus' accusers, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." But the Jewish leaders wanted Jesus to die, and they told Pilate, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." Somehow they must have made out that Jesus was some kind of threat to all the might of the Roman Empire. Pilate couldn't ignore that, however improbable it sounded. Though he would have heard of this itinerant preacher or prophet from Galilee, and no doubt he heard about Jesus' entry to Jerusalem just a few days earlier, to crowds crying out, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." He took Jesus inside and started to question him. Apparently, Pilate asked him twice if he was king of the Jews. And Jesus replied, "My kingdom is not of this world." I wonder what Pilate must have made of that. Soon enough, Pilate was back outside telling the Jewish leaders, "I find no guilt in him." But he, Pilate, knowing it was the time of our Passover celebration, remembered the custom. The Roman governor always released one Jewish criminal who was held in custody before the Passover. So Pilate said, "So do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews?" And oh, I can hardly bring myself to say it. The crowd cried out, "No." Worse still, they asked instead for Barabbas. Barabbas. They exchanged my Lord for a thief, a common criminal. From then on, it got worse and worse. Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers mocked him. They made a crown of thorns. Can you imagine how painful that would be? They put him in a purple robe, the colour reserved for emperors, all the symbols of royalty. They even cried out, "Hail, King of the Jews," as his skin must have screamed in pain from the flogging. Soon enough, Pilate took him outside again. He said, "Behold the man." But the chief priest stirred up the crowd. So they shouted out, "Crucify him, crucify him." Looking back, it's so clear Pilate didn't want to. He said, "I find no guilt in him." Oh, there is more recorded of all that Pilate said, and the way Jesus, our Lord, didn't defend himself. But the chief priests made out Jesus was an enemy of Rome, a threat to Caesar. That was too much. Pilate sentenced him to death, the most base, humiliating kind of death, the kind of death that would never be allowed for a citizen of Rome, no matter what the offence. Jesus would be whipped with a lead-tipped whip, followed by crucifixion.